Blog Talk Radio.
Party! Party! Looky here, I walked into a park.
My name seems to be so nice. Blindfold on my eyes like a heart. See, but indeed, I was high like Marty. Looking for a shawty, I was tripping on Bacardi. Even though they wouldn't call me, I was missing on my calling. On a mission for the folly, getting twisted, but I always ended up so low. Face down in the party. I guess wine is a mocker, though. And they say that because it makes fun of you. Too many minors drinking majors underage. When they reach the major age, they gon' be in major pain. So drop down and give me 30. I thank God that he saved me early. Otherwise, I'd probably be popping on some molly. But he saved me from my folly, so I party. Control. I ain't even drink tonight. Sober mind with a sober flow. Listening to story go. I even heard a grandma singing like,
bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to turn it up. Bang, bang, you gon' hear that thump. It's about time to party.
The party on the weekend covered in the blood of Jesus. On the rocks like I was deeper. She'll be saving me from my secrets. He was bleeding for my healing. You can feel it in the speakers. Moving quicker than a cheetah. You don't need to try to flee him. I was dormant, I was sleeping. But he freed me, I'm achieving. Now I'm growing like a fetus.
Just turn up the music, we don't need no decorations. Everybody in the club, but the club's so basic. We just throw a party cause it's grace is so amazing. We can't take the credit for all of this jubilation. We just knocked it out the park, we just running around the base. All my friends are used to know they don't know all my occupation. I just gotta laugh when I see the look on their face. Cause they waiting for the drop like I'm holding the bass hostage. Hands up and down, but the truth will remain constant. I'm sick of all this music that's talking all that nonsense. Cause ain't no point in beats on the record with no content. But I don't know what you're looking at me.
Good morning. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. Another blessed Monday, a double blessing for me. I always like to say that on Mondays is a new beginning to the week, to the work week. In the morning, you know, it's a new day. So everything is anew on Mondays. And I feel double blessed on Mondays. So shout out to all those that have tuned in, all those that already have inboxed me on my Facebook and on my Instagram asking for prayer requests already early. I see you. I'm praying for you. I've added you to the list. Thank you for entrusting my interceding for you in prayer. So I appreciate you. Thank you. And I definitely added you to that list. Happy birthday to all those celebrating a birthday. Happy birthday to Ashley, my graphic designer. Happy birthday to Jessica. Happy birthday to Sarah Connor that was celebrating last week. Also my nephew, Mikey. All those that are celebrating a birthday, anniversary, that are celebrating new life, that are celebrating just to celebrate because they're living life as opposed to just doing life. So, and all those that are celebrating new homes. And with that, I go into shout out to Jessica, we was in a housewarming party yesterday in her new home. She's a homeowner. Shout out to all the homeowners. I know that takes a lot. It's not easy to own a home. Owning a home is not just about having enough money or not. It's a whole bunch of stuff. It's your credit. It's your pay history. It's just a lot of stuff that compiles into you being a homeowner. So shout out to all those that have gone through the underwriting stage and all the stages that you got to go through in order to purchase a home. It's not as easy as it sounds, believe me. So if you made it through that, then, you know, God bless you, man. Shout out to all the homeowners because, you know, it takes a lot. It takes a lot of discipline. It takes a lot of good behavior and healthy behavior in order to be able to do that and to maintain it. Because going through the stuff about getting a house is one thing, but then maintaining it for the rest of the years is another. So shout out to all those that came out, all those sisters that came out and showed her immense love. We blessed her home, as we also blessed her with love. And I'm just honored to have been a part of that. So shout out also to all those that went Facebook Live for the PR festival and for the PR parade. I felt like I didn't miss it at all. I just felt a part of everything. I got to see all the people that I normally would have saw if I was out there. So I had a great time, man. Wepa to all my Latinos. I hope that you celebrated in a great, great way, in a great, healthy way. Thank you to all those tuning in right now and those that will tune in its archive. So the topic of today that we're talking about is building healthy relationships. I want to talk about that. I want to talk about building healthy relationships. And I don't just mean man and woman, which, of course, it's great. But I mean in all relationships, business relationships and with your children. It's important to build relationships, but it's more important to build healthy ones. Yeah, healthy ones, the ones that we really grow from. The ones that really nourish us, you know, our minds, our spirits, you know, our souls. I'm going into music and I'll be back. Don't forget to call in 213-943-3705 and you're on with Emma E2K on LushRadioOnline.com.
What's good, everybody? This is Tommy, a.k.a. Urban G., lead pastor at Crossover Church in Tampa. And y'all are listening to Motivational Mondays with my girl, Emma. So keep it locked right here to get motivated, get inspired, and get some fuel for your week to keep rebuilding. Peace and God bless.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Hey, when I see your face, face, face.
Imagine a place with no political committee, just lots of love, daps and high fives, Romans 6-4 in action, living new lives, a place where new life is immediate, the good fruit will grow, just be patient and obedient. Imagine a new fam with no divorce, no baby mama drama, no child support, and homes where fathers raise their children, let them know the value like one in a billion, and men that step up to be spiritual leaders, go from cheaters to believers, from deadbeats achieving. Watch families find reconciliation where healing and forgiveness replace legal mediation. Imagine if we could crush discrimination, create a community that won't judge pigmentation.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face, when I'll
work together. There's no competition, just a kingdom endeavor. It gets no better. Imagine impact it can measure. That goes beyond attendance at a sermon or lecture. What if crime dropped? Homicide stopped? What if gardens replaced empty lots? Prayer warriors populate every block. No more drugs, no more violence, no more crooked cops. Just mentors, classes, and job training. Not a handout, but a hand up to a life that's sustaining. Dignity, vision, and purpose. I know rebuilding's hard, but I'm telling you it's worth it. Freedom isn't perfect, but perfect is coming. Beyond what we'll imagine, it'll be so stunning. In the meantime, we get a glimpse of heaven on earth. Every time we get to witness that spiritual rebirth.
I'm waiting for a day when I see your face. When all I'm fast, fade away. I know that you can be here. I pray they are here. Calling this love as we call for change.
History, rebuilding always starts with yielding. Started with Nehemiah on his knees kneeling, praying and fasting, hands up to the ceiling. The creator of the universe started revealing the master plan. He stepped up, he could have ran. He only had wine glasses up in his hands. This cupbearer was about to get a tan. Traveled to his forefather's land. Yo, I'm a fan of his courageous obedience. This is one of the key missing rebuilding ingredients that can get polluted by what the culture's feeding us. That's how the enemy is beating us and leading us in the lies that crumble. Churches that stumble, a world that fumbles, brings us full circle back to humble. Humble beginnings to re-heal, humble hearts to re-heal. My humble beats go and re-heal.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Can I see your face? I know it's for a day when I see your face, when all of my friends fade away. Oh, I know that you can't see. I pray they'll hear your calling, this love that you're calling for change.
Motivational Mondays with Emma Izuke. You're listening to LushRadioOnline.com. Thank you. Good morning, good morning, good morning, everybody. It's a blessed Monday, and I'm here. I have a little announcement. I always try to, you know, share all the positive stuff that's going on. So as you guys know, I am stationed in Florida right now. Lush Radio Online, you know, covers worldwide information. So in starting this Friday, the 16th, Friday Night Live crossover and Sober Life presents Friday Night Live. It starts at 7 p.m. They're going to have free music and food. And the food is sponsored by La Teresita Restaurant. It's a real talk and good, clean fun for adults with hurts, habits, and hang-ups. I expect to see everybody there because don't we all have that? We all got some issues if we really want to be honest, you know? So Friday Night Live at Crossover Church, which is located at 1235 East Fowler Avenue, and that's Tampa, Florida, 33612. It starts at 7 p.m. Or you can go to crossoverchurch.org and you'll get the rest of the information there. But if you're looking for a safe place to talk about your struggles and find help in healing, and so then come check us out. I will definitely be there to be able to pray for you there. 7 p.m. this Friday. Crossover Church. So I expect to see a lot of people there. So far people have called me. They said this is great. This is much needed. I will be at hand. And of course, so will be so many of the leaders there at Crossover. And we just want to love on you. We just want you to come down and see what our church is about. I love my church because especially my leaders and my pastors, you know, my pastor, my lead pastor is a visionary. So he has already envisioned this to happen in our church, that we're able to reach out to people and do life with them. You know, it's important that we do life with people. So that goes to my topic, right? Building healthy relationships. We often mistaken a little bit about, you know, especially those believers. We read the Bible and it says that we are to go out there and build relationships. And that's very true. But I think that sometimes we forget that we have to build healthy relationships, not just any relationship, just to, for the sake of building relationships, but healthy relationships. Because if we're not pouring healthy stuff into people, into our Timothys, and our Pauls are not building healthy relationships with us, then it's hard to be able to connect with our Barnabas. Shout out to Crossover Church family. You know what I'm talking about. But to explain, if you go into a relationship all broken, right? Broken people just break people. Man, get yourself together before you go try to build any relationship with anybody. Relationships have to be healthy because we're supposed to learn from them. We're supposed to grow. We're supposed to stretch, you know. If it's not healthy, that means it's really not of God, you know. So build healthy relationships. And how do we do that, right? How do we do that? Because we're all broken in one way or another, right? So there's certain people that are broken, but even in their brokenness, they still pour into me, and I receive it in a healthy way. So although somebody is broken, God still will use them in order to be able to pour into us, you know, so we can better ourselves. So my whole thing is just be cautious, eyes open, protect your heart. Protect your heart. There's a lot of people out there that just want to be able to use you because you have such great hearts. And unfortunately, that's the way the world is, because of however they were raised or whatever stuff, you know, they're going through, whatever demon they're fighting leads them to just worry about themselves, just really think about themselves. Times that's not a bad thing, but you know, doing that all the time, just kind of living off the land and living off of people and counting that just other people are going to do for you, but you put nothing in, you just take, that's so unhealthy. That's super unhealthy. And the people that do that is just people that don't know any better. But you have to be alert and always ready to protect your heart. Seriously, because nobody else is really going to step in to do that for you. So you have to be careful. Be very, very careful about relationships that are not healthy. They just really, it's just really not good for you. So going to music, be right back.
Tell all the boys no, makes you feel good, yeah. I know you're out of my league, but that won't scare me away, oh no. You've carried on so long, you couldn't stop if you tried it. built your wall so high that no one could climb it. But I'm gonna try. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful? Would you let me see beneath your perfect? Take it off now, girl. Take it off now, girl. I wanna see inside. Would you let me see beneath your beautiful tonight?
In memory of last year, of those that lost their lives at Club Pulse, prayers for Orlando.
I just wish we all understood the beauty of music.
About Jesus and the fact that he was perfect, and he thinks that I'm worth it. I know I got a purpose, so when I don't like what I see in the mirror, I learn to look past the surface. Believe me, God heard it, cause these words came from my heart. I was in pain, it was dark. Then came the spark to light down the road to let me know he would lighten. Y'all just keep waiting. At the end of the day, whose will will you think will prevail? Or will you live to tell? Miracle after miracle has come through. The spiritual individual is angel. And I need you to heal me. I'm lost and looking for the real me. I'm tired and weary. Haven't been able to see things clearly. Even though I know you love me dearly, I still get leery. Where does that leave me? Lost and alone. Wanna call God, but it's like I lost my phone. And today it's a struggle, cause I juggle my problems. People let go and let God, only He can solve them. I'm tired of lying to myself, thinking I can do it on my own. But when I get left alone, and when the devil sneaks in,
we remember the victims and survivors of Club Pulse. Prayers for Orlando.
Yeah. All I need.
LushRadioOnline.com. Remember, the victims and survivors of Club Pulse just last year, pray for Orlando, and we pray for those victims and survivors. Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, MA2K. Another blessed Monday. We have to take advantage of each day, people. As you see, life is not a guarantee at all. But the time that we do have here, we want to spend it productively. We want to engage in building healthy relationships because that's what's going to help us do life. While I'm here in this world, I want to do nothing but receive and give out motivation, hope, inspiration, love. That's my purpose. My purpose is to be here and to be able to pray over people, to be able to do, even if it's one good deed, even if I just walking by somebody and smile, because you just never know what people are going through and what they're fighting and their daily demons that are always attacking. It's hard. It's hard for non-believers. It's even harder for believers because, you know, because we know prayer really, really does, you know. So prayer changes things, circumstances, people. It changes things dramatically. Shout out to all my prayer warriors that are always out there just, you know, stepping in for people and just praying over them. Because that's what they do. They don't know how to do anything else. Shout out to all those that are struggling, that can admit that they're struggling, you know, but they're trying to build healthy relationships. It's so important to build healthy relationships because those toxic ones, all they're going to do is help you drag you down. But stay focused, man. Stay paying attention. Eyes open on how people talk to you and then their actions. Because believe it or not, actions do speak louder than words.
I love God. You love God? What's wrong with you? I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you? I don't think that I can live no other way. Truth be told, I'm living now on an A. Not to see them blessings in the modern day. The Lord I serve, He give them to me every day. I'm forgiven, I'm forgiven. See, I haven't been forgiven, now I'm living. I love God. You love God. What's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, love him, love him, love him, love him.
You ain't got the money moving by yourself. And you know you did it with a lot of air. You know it's only one, it ain't nobody else. You got me talking strong and I ain't rich, I'm talking well. See, I'm forgiving, I'm forgiving. See, I haven't been forgiving, now I'm living. And when I say I love, I mean it. But none of this be nothing, it be coming, I miss a shot. I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you? I love God, you love God, what's wrong with you?
Love him, I love him. Love him, I love. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, 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 love him.
Wanted you to fall, you were left, but I do. You could have lost it all, you remember I do. I don't need a reason to fall on my knees and
love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, I love him, I love him. Love him, love him, I love him, I love him, love him, love him.
I love God. You don't love God? What's wrong with you? Motivational Mondays with your empowered and positive host, Emma E2K. This is live radio, people. And early in the show, I had technical difficulties. But if you're listening to me now, I thank you for hanging on and continuing to listen. I appreciate you. Shout out to all my worldwide audience. I'm going to my phone line to see who's hanging with me this morning. 347, good morning, y'all, with Emma E2K, please.
Good morning, Emma.
Good morning, Queen.
How are you?
I'm fabulous. How are you this morning?
I'm good. This is Callum.
I know, I know. I recognize your voice.
I'm so happy to be listening. I'm not at work anymore, so I can listen on Mondays.
Awesome, awesome. Okay, so quick. The topic is building healthy relationships. How do you build healthy relationships?
I try to think about my past relationships and the mistakes I made in the past and not to repeat them. And I try to always be honest and truthful and, you know, go with love towards the person. Friendship, you know, relationship, whatever it may be, but always speak from love.
Yeah. So what happens is sometimes, right, like, well, not sometimes, but in the very beginning, every relationship, even man and woman, work relationship, everything, it's like we go through this honeymoon period. And everything
yeah.
is love. And, oh, my God, it's so great. It's new. Oh, my God, I'm so happy. And you see the signs. Yeah, you see the signs. And you see, like, okay, this person's like this. But you know what? Oh, my God, he's so cute. She's so cute or whatever. And we keep
No, you see the red flags right away. You see them.
Yes.
I know from experience.
Yes, yes, you do. But we just want to, now maybe, you know, he didn't have a good day. She didn't have a good day today. Tomorrow will be better. Next week will be different. Next month. And next, you know, you're in a five-year relationship. Talk about, oh, my God.
Yep.
I never yep. even really knew this person. No, you knew the person because the person showed you signs in the very beginning. You just chose to ignore it because you felt you were going to make a change. 5 years later now, you've done wasted
yeah.
5 years with a person that's still the same when you first met him.
True colors shine bright, Emma. True colors shine bright.
Yeah. People show you their true colors right away. We just turn the blind eye to it because that's not what we want to see. Especially if we feel this person is so great, you know, financially in bed, however it is that we see them, that they're the,
oh,
you know, the greatest half, and we ignore, yes, listen, and we keep it on here, and we ignore everything else, you know, forget about the, you know, the time
you're
that
right,
he slapped
right,
me, but he said
right.
he loved me, and he gave me these big gifts. Okay, what did we miss here? The fact that he slaps you and then gives you gifts, like, I don't know. Where did you not see that?
Yes, right? That happened to me. That happened to me in real life.
Yeah.
Yes.
Yeah. So it happened to you. I'm guilty of it. You know, I'm going to put myself always there. I'm guilty of it. And thousands of the women and men that I've spoken to, because it happens to men too. You know?
Yeah.
That's
so true.
We just choose to ignore the signs, and we really have to learn when something is healthy and unhealthy. Healthy relationships is what helps us grow, but unhealthy keeps us stagnated. Unhealthy
just
makes us worse. It does not help, you know? So my advice is just...
You're very wise, Emma. You're very wise.
Thank you. It's just experience. It's just experience. You know, when you go through a lot of stuff, listen, you either become wise or you just walk in that person.
That's true. That's true. You're right. Yeah, you're right.
For real. So I try to share my experience. But a lot of people don't even tap into that. They're like, okay, but that happens to you. That won't happen to me. And I had that same attitude.
Yeah, no, you can't think like that because you never know.
When I had the attitude before, I'm not going to lie, when I was young, I was like, oh, that person went through it because, you know, they just weren't thinking or they just weren't me. I'm not going to go through that.
They weren't me. I'm smarter than that. Yeah.
I went through that the worst. So I have a lot of, you know, and it has nothing to do with intelligence. It has nothing. It's just if you overlook certain things like we often do just because we don't want to see what is there in front of us, we have to pay for those consequences. So building healthy relationships is what I'm encouraging people to do. My friends, those that are listening, please, please, it does not get any better. Do not ignore those flags.
The warning signs. I knew after 2 months, Emma, and I spent 4 years. I knew after 2 months, but I wasted 4 years.
Why is that? Why
is
that?
It was very bad.
Tell me.
Because exactly what you said. I wanted to see the good in him. Oh, he'll never do it again. And then I ended up getting raped after 3 years. So that there you go. Mm. That's what happens. It gets worse.
Yeah. Yeah. We have to really, really build healthy relationships. And the signs of that we know we're in a healthy relationship is because, one, we're happy. Two, we feel good and not bad. We're not crying all the time. We're not stressed or depressed. Major signs. Those are major keys to know if you're in a healthy relationship or not. Because when you're in a healthy one, that's all you are, is just happy and empowered and motivated because this other person is creating that in your life. And that's how you know.
Brings out the best in you, not the worst in you.
Exactly. Exactly. We have to build healthy relationships around us. So are you starting to do that?
I am starting. I am getting a new job. I learned from my past unhealthy relationships. I have new friendships and old friendships that have lasted for many years. So I've learned the hard way, but I've learned.
For some reason, we don't like nothing easy. Not even less easy. We're not accustomed to easy stuff, right, us New Yorkers?
No. I'm a stubborn tourist, New York to the bone. Even though I live in New Jersey now.
Shout out to all my New York and Jersey audience. I got audience from Jersey. And shout out to all those that celebrate Puerto Rican Day Parade and the festival.
Yeah.
I feel like they miss it. I feel like they miss it. I'm glad everybody went live because I felt like I was there. So it saved me
Me too.
It saved me hotel money. It saved me a lot of stuff. So shout out to everybody that went Facebook Live. I appreciate y'all. I felt I was home. Thank you. I love Facebook
Thank you for talking to me, Emma. I really appreciate it.
Yes, thank you for calling in. I appreciate your support always. Even when you don't call in, I see that you're still supporting, so thank you. And
always, you're like my second big sister.
Oh, thank you. Continue to keep building healthy relationships around you.
Yeah.
And God bless you. Have an amazing, amazing week.
God bless you too, Emma. You take care, okay?
Too, Mama. You too. Queen, salute to you, sis. And this song goes out to you.
This is a song for every girl who's ever been through something she thought she couldn't make it through, yeah. I sing these words because I was that girl too, wanting something better than this, but who do I turn to? Now we're moving from the darkness into the light. This is the defining moment of our lives. Cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? This is a song for every girl who never been through something that she thought she couldn't make it through. Girl, you can make it through. I sing these words because I know you're the one who knows there's something better than this, and you're gonna define it, yeah. Now we're moving from the darkness into the light, yeah. This is the defining moment of our lives. Oh, cause you're beautiful like a flower, more valuable than a diamond. You are powerful like a fire. You will heal the world with your mind. There is nothing in the world that you cannot do when you believe in you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? Yeah, you. Who are beautiful? Yeah, you. Who are brilliant? Yeah, you. Who are powerful? Yeah, you. Who are resilient? Yeah, you. Oh, yeah, you. Hey, yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you. Yeah, you.
So I want to close with this. It's so easy. I want to close with this. It's so easy to fall prey to the wants and desires of the world. There's the latest this and the coolest that, and we have a hunger to own it all. We see our neighbor with the newest piece of technology, and suddenly ours seems out of date. Our friend shows up for coffee with a fancy necklace recently purchased from a high-end store, and we ate it for our There's nothing inherently wrong with shopping, and we're not sinning simply by making an acquisition. It's more about the priority we give our purchases than the purchases themselves. It's about the heart. Do not love the world or anything in the world. If anyone loves the world, love for the Father is not in them. For everything in the world, the lust of the flesh, the lust of the eyes, and the pride of life comes not from the Father, but from the world. 1 John 2:15 to 16. What are you putting first in your life? Are you coveting all that the world has to offer? Or is that the ache in your heart, a yearning for Jesus' presence? Pray for protection from the desires of the world today. Continue to build healthy relationships. Great rising, my royal family. Have an amazing week. God bless you. And know that God will meet you just wherever you at. He loves you. He really, really loves you. I'm in awe that he continues to love me. God bless you.